Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kara Sullivan's on the phone line. Hi, Kara. It's John Williams. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Back into the more mundane nuts and bolts elements of our lives here, shall we?
Yes.
Well, I thought it was really a timely piece because a lot of us are doing some sort of spring cleaning, and I have retained so many things in my life because I just didn't know where I could put it. And then here's this article saying how to get rid of anything, and you assembled that, right?
Yes, I did, including alley rats, just in case.
Including what?
Alley rats.
What's that? Oh, alley rats, the people that just comb your alley and steal the stuff. Yeah, or take the stuff, which is actually, I have no problem with that. Or on the curb in some neighborhoods, you walk it out there and in the morning it's magically gone. But
totally,
I don't think that happens with mattresses. And yet you say you can donate your mattress. Is that right?
Yeah, you can. There is this amazing organization called the Chicago Furniture Bank. It's down in Lawndale. Where families transitioning from shelters can go and handpick basically an entire house's worth of furniture. And they accept mattresses, which is really great because it can be really hard to get rid of one, which is why you see them kind of on the curb some days. But it's better to donate it, and it's hard to donate it. A lot of organizations don't take them, but the Chicago Furniture Bank does, and it's a great cause.
And as a practical matter, if I was sleeping on it on Monday, why can't you sleep on it on Tuesday? Maybe somebody will wipe it down. If you don't want it, don't take it. But I've often thought it might be a little soft for me, or maybe we're moving and we just don't need it. But what a shame to throw away an otherwise perfectly good mattress.
Right. Yep. The city will take it. If you call 311, you can request a bulk item pickup, and they will come and take it. But then it just goes to a landfill, and that doesn't feel so good either. So it's, if you can give it to someone who needs it, why not?
And so what's that organization again? Chicago Furniture Bank.
Yep, Chicago Furniture Bank. And they take all sorts of things, too, not just mattresses, furniture and housewares. And
do I have to pay them to take it, or do they take it for free?
You do not. They will come and get it. They suggest a donation if you can do that, but they'll come and grab it for you.
The other big category, I think, for people, so that's mattresses, but also furniture, tables, chairs, whatnot.
Yep.
I think the other big category for people are consumer electronics. What can you tell us about that?
So electronics, it kind of depends on the electronics, but there's this great place that I had no idea even existed called the Household Chemicals and Computer Recycling Facility. People call it the HCCRF, I guess. It's in Goose Island, and they take so many things and recycle them responsibly. And that's really kind of the go-to place for electronics. If you have VHS tapes and cassettes and things like that, that's different. They contain Mylar. And so we found this place in Darien called the Frugal Muse, and they'll take it. And it's kind of like a treasure trove, really, for discounted entertainment media. So if you are into old VHS and CDs, you can go there and just go through thousands and thousands of items that people have donated. But that's another example of something that, if it does go into a landfill, the Mylar is technically a hazardous material. So it's best to kind of pass it on to someone who's either going to watch it or a library of some kind. So
yeah,
that's
right.
Called the Frugal Muse.
Frugal Muse?
Yep.
Okay. And then also cell phones and tablets. What about chemicals and what about cars? Let's just pick it up here in a minute. Oh, and bicycles, too. How many of us have got bicycles? I guess you could walk it out to the curb, but sometimes it's nice to know it's going to an organization that will also find fitting hands for these things. So we'll pick it up here in just a minute. Kara Sullivan at Chicago Magazine's got an interesting piece. She's joining us on WGN. She's got an article in the latest issue. It's called How to Get Rid of Anything. And we've been talking just about, in the spring cleaning season we're in, what to do with some of this stuff. So videotapes and old cassette tapes, household chemicals you mentioned should go to I'm looking at the article again here. Is that Chicago.gov? Is that where that stuff goes?
It's that same household chemical and computer recycling facility on Goose Island. And they just take so much random stuff. I mean, the list of things they accept is huge. So that is the Chicago.gov, and then it's /HCCRF.
As in household chemicals and computer recycling facility. And yeah. Again, if you lose some of this, you might check it out at Chicago Mag. I'll post a link too. What about cell phones and tablets? Any ideas on those?
Yeah, this is actually really interesting. So cell phones contain a chemical called coltan, which is a mineral found in Africa. And mining for this mineral endangers gorillas and their habitat. So the Brookfield Zoo is collecting tablets and cell phones. And they've partnered with EcoCell, which will break down old phones, extract the coltan for use in another device, and then toss the rest of the phone. So basically, it's preventing further mining. So if you can donate your phone at either entrance, I think they have receptacles where you can leave your phone or your tablet.
Yeah, I've seen the stories about in poor nations in the world, people going through the landfills, pulling out cell phones, and then finding those precious metals or toxic metals and reusing them. And everybody knows this is injurious to those people, but if we're not more responsible about our disposal, that continues. So I'm really glad you mentioned Brookfield Zoo, huh? Furniture you mentioned, mattresses. What about medicine? I guess that would be different
medication.
Than household chemicals. Yeah.
Well, this is interesting. So there are collection boxes at pharmacies and police stations where you can drop sort of leftover prescriptions. I believe that any pharmacy, you're able to walk in and donate or give it to them and they'll take it back. However, we discovered that it isn't legal yet in Illinois, but many Wisconsin pharmacies are participating in this program that distributes medications that are really expensive, like, you know, Humira or insulin. Humira, for example, is like $8,000 per injection. So if you have extra medications like that, you can donate them. And we found a family-owned pharmacy just across the border in Kenosha, called Good Value, and they are accepting donated medications in their repository program. So hopefully that will be legal soon in Illinois, but we thought that was a great way to pay it forward with these really expensive medicines that people really need.
A friend of mine here had a loved one pass away. They had a lot of medicine. They said, what do I do with all of this stuff? And I think they sent it. I've got it actually written down on the whiteboard in my office.
Yeah.
But I think she called her local police department and dropped it off there. And I don't know if all of the precincts are taking that, but that sounds easy enough, doesn't it?
Totally. And you can go online to the Cook County Sheriff, .org website, I believe, to find out which police stations have collection boxes.
What a good idea. And I guess no questions asked. You just drop it off and you're doing the right thing. And that's got to be I think they would take firearms too. Are you pretty good on firearms if somebody's got a gun they no longer want in their house?
I mean, it's crazy. You can literally walk into any police department and they will take your unloaded. It has to be unloaded. So that's the kind of the key. But, you can take your gun and just hand it over. No questions asked. So that you can do at any time. But then they also have periodically firearm turn-in events.
Yeah.
I think handing over a BB gun will get you like a $10 gift card. An actual gun will get $100.
Seriously? So really? They'll pay for your gun?
Yep.
Boy, that's a leap of faith. Say you're a bad guy. And you no longer want to be a bad guy, or maybe you've got an extra gun. I don't know what the circumstances are. You have a gun, but you're dropping it on the table there, saying, "Okay, we're cool now. I'm going to walk out, and everybody's fine. And you're going to give me $100 or $10." But I believe it. Otherwise, if they're not sincere, then the whole thing collapses. So I trust that they'll continue to do that. Bicycles? Do people give up bicycles?
Yeah. We discovered this amazing local nonprofit, there in Little Village, called Working Bikes. And they have, I think since 1999, they've distributed like 100,000 refurbished bikes in Chicago to people who need them, but then also in Africa and Latin America. So they have drop-off locations all around town. I think if you have more than five, they'll come to your house to pick them up. But you can go to workingbikes.org for more info on that. And it's a really great organization.
I did not see you list batteries. 312 says, what about household batteries, AA, AAA? I hate throwing them in the garbage. I found no place I can drop them off. Any ideas? I probably have 72,000 batteries in buckets at my house. I'm not sure what to do with them.
Yeah, the battery is actually the household chemical and computer recycling facility that, you know, HCCRF in Goose Island. That's another one where you can bring batteries there.
I was under the impression some hardware stores do that, but I know one I asked said no. If anybody else wants to just chime in, I will take your call on that. And then anything else that you just want to pass along, Kara? This is a helpful piece, and the websites she's mentioning are in the latest issue of Chicago Magazine. It's the one with the bowl of good-looking food. It's called Noodle Nirvana, the best bowls in town, so it's a nice issue for that, but this is all in there, and it's easy to find. Anything else you want to mention before we go?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people have workwear, you know, clothing that would be appropriate for either an interview or for a job. And Bridge to Success is an amazing group that takes work-appropriate clothing and puts it in the hands of at-risk men and women and young adults who are interviewing or, you know, starting a new job. And they also provide interview coaching. So that's a great one if you have things that you'd like to get rid of. I think most of us, you know, these days are sitting around in sweatpants doing work from our homes. So if you've got some nice clothes that you'd like to offload, Bridge to Success is a local one.
I don't know how that story goes, but it seems to me like your magazine, our radio station, or somebody should be charting the increased purchase of nice clothes. Because we're going back to school, we're going back to work, we're going back out in public. And so, you know, wearing your college sweatpants just is inappropriate anymore. And I'm anxious for people to look nice again. Who doesn't like to look nice, to have occasion to do it? I'm also anxious for the retailers to capture that money again, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. As I sit here in my sweatpants, right? I mean, it does feel good to put real pants on sometimes.
And I come to the office every day. I've done for the year past now. I've come into the radio station every day. That was my choice. It was also afforded to me as an option. Not everybody was so lucky, but I got to come into work every day. Here's my point. I was told that the best way to work from home is to work the way you would at work. That is, get up in the morning, brush your teeth, have your breakfast, put on a nice shirt, you know, whatever it is that you wore to work, and then sit down and do your job. If you just roll out of bed in the clothes you slept in and start working, it's, I don't know, for some reason not as good. I don't know that people have been doing that for a year. I think people are working in their gym jams, aren't they?
I think so. I think it probably started out that way, right? Everybody had good intentions, but it's been a long year, so yeah. we'll excuse the sweatpants.
Right, like that was a good idea for 3 months. 12 months,
right.
Nah, who are we kidding here?
Yeah.
You're doing it in your pajamas. Interesting piece, Kara. It's nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time and thanks for your writing.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Kara Sullivan in Chicago Magazine. Hey, Mary, you're on WGN Radio. What can you do for us?
Hi, I just wanted to mention that DART Container Corporation out in Aurora, Illinois, take styrofoam for recycling, and they have a 24/7 drop-off location.
That's nice. It's called Dark Container?
Dart, D-A-R-T.
Ah, Dart.
Like, you know, the company that makes all the plastic cups and...
I see. So, and that's in Aurora, right?
Yes.
That's really good to know.
And it's 24/7, and you just drive up, drop it off, and... You know, we replaced a lot of light fixtures. We had so much styrofoam. And it was like, oh, we don't want to throw this in the garbage, you know?
I know that feel.
Yeah. So anyway, we used to go to the Paramount Theater and then drop it off. And so we haven't been to the Paramount in a while, but we collect it until we have enough, and then we go.
Good story. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for the help, Mary.
Yeah, thank you.